Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewo and this is my story brought to you by Capitec. This is an initiative where a football fan is granted the opportunity to ask questions to his favorite player. In this episode, on behalf of Freeman Maluleka, we sit down Bidvest striker Gift Motupa, who opens up about a lot of other things, amongst them the best players in the PSL at the moment. So do enjoy.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Capitec, together with Sokala Duma, have found a way to reward and celebrate everyday South Africans for telling their financial success stories. We aim to inspire others in the country who face financial challenges on a day-to-day basis to learn from these experiences. We'll give these storytellers the opportunity to become Sokala Duma journalists for a day. Each month, Capitec will provide a theme for all potential storytellers out there. This month, we want to know how you and your family achieved a goal by using credit responsibly. How did you make the credit decision and how did you change your life? Send your story to mystory@sokaladuma.co.za and tell us your story in less than 400 words. The winning letter will be published in the Sokala Duma newspaper. Remember, the competition closes on the 12th of September 2018. We're now joined on the line by Bidvest striker Gift Motupa. Gift, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, man. I mean, the team is doing well. Before we start with the questions from Freeman Maluleka, well, Bidvest are doing well in the league so far. They are number one. They won 4 matches in 5 games. What is the trick or what is the secret to your success so far this season?
I think it's because of teamwork, number one. We're working as a team and we're following coaching instructions. Yeah, that's why we are doing well so far.
And you've been able to beat Chiefs, beat Pirates as well. I mean, it's kind of unexpected from Bidvest Wits considering that they didn't do well last season.
Yeah, I think we as a team, we have learned from the passage and say, we don't want to commit the same mistakes that we did last season, which is to be inconsistent. So this time around, we stick together as a team, working hard, we follow coach instruction, and we make sure that we're consistent.
All right. And then tell me about the partnership between yourself and Umxolisi Maxhupu, who's now been called up to Bafana Bafana, and Dion Hall to the Namibian International. I mean, you guys are very dangerous, the three of you up top. Tell me, why is it that combination was able to link up so quickly? I mean, from the first game you were linking up, how did that come about? Why is it that you are so good so quickly?
I think it started from the training session. Like we like to talk about how we wanna do well and do better for the team. So we work together each and every day and make sure that we must provide the good results for the team. And we help each other each and every day as well. And most of all, every one of us is committed, understand? That's why it makes everything to become easy.
And of course, your coach, Gavin Hunt, is known to be a coach that is very strict. It's very difficult for him to smile even at football matches, even when you are doing well. Tell us a little bit more about the coach. What kind of coach is he?
We always want the best out of his players. He always want more. He always wants to work harder. He always wants us to be more aggressive and want it more. Even though the team might look like it's doing well, but he always expects and believes that we can give more to the team. And of which, that's good for us because it moves us out of comfort zone. So we'll always want to push more.
Right, and still talking about Gavin Hunt, I mean, he's won the most Premier Soccer League titles than any other coach in the country at the moment with 4. He won 3 with SuperSport United and 1 with Bidvest Wits. At the moment, Bidvest Wits is number 1. And there have been a few voices saying that, even though it's after 5 games, you are number 1, there have been a few voices saying that you guys will go on to win the title because you have a coach that knows how to win titles. Let's talk more about that. What do you think are your chances of winning the PSL?
For us as players, we take each and every game as it comes because this is it's a journey. You understand? So we need to get better and better as each and every game that we play so that we will achieve will achieve the mission of which is to win the league. But for now, our focus is to play and get better and get the results each and every game that we play.
Mm, so you do admit that the ultimate mission is to win the ABSA Premiership?
Yes. Definitely.
All right. And then moving on to you, I mean, what a surprise. You came back from Baroka. You were the top goal scorer at Baroka United, at Baroka FC last season. And you were one of the top goal scorers in the league with around 8 or 9 goals. And you went back to Orlando Pirates. You were signed to Chippa United. After a few weeks of being signed by Chippa United, you went to Bidvest Wits. I'm sure you've been asked this question. However, just refresh us, what happened? You stayed for a few weeks at Chippa United and boom, you went to Vets. What happened there?
It's that one. I didn't know what happened with that move. I just got a call from my agent and told me that now the deal is no longer for Chippa, it's for Vets University. Then, because that's it's a good team, then I appreciated the offer from that. Then that's where I joined that.
Mm, all right. And when did you have any ambitions to from Baroka to go back to Orlando Pirates and fight for your place there? What was your mindset when you had to go back to Pirates?
Like when I was playing for Baroka, my focus was at Baroka. Mm. I didn't have any thing for Pirates, because by that time I was playing at Baroka, because you cannot be at one place, two places at the same time. Mm. My mind cannot be at Pirates while I'm still at Baroka. So my focus was Baroka and finish with Baroka. Then if I have to go to Pirates, my focus will change to from Baroka to Pirates. So unfortunately, I didn't go to go and play for Pirates. So I changed. And I went to bed. So my focus was in bed.
Mm. All right. And now let's go into Freeman Maluleka's questions. You are apparently one of his favorite footballers in the world. And he wants to ask a few questions. One of the questions is, how do you spend your football holidays? When you're on holiday, how do you spend your holidays?
Most of my holidays, I spend it at home.
Mm.
Because I spend a lot of the time away from home. So I don't get too much time to spend with my parents and my siblings. So when it's off season, I go home and spend time with them.
Mm. And what are the best moments in your career? I know you're 22, 23 years old, but so far, what are the best moments of your career?
My best moment of my career is when we went to play in Brazil. That was my best moment, and scored the only goal for my country in the Olympics.
Mm, all right. And I'm sure you've just mentioned family now. The next question he wants to find out is, how important is family support in your career?
You know, sometimes we go through tough times in our careers and we get the support from our family. Understand?
Mm.
Like when you're not playing, they'll keep on pushing you to say, don't lose focus, work hard, your chance will come. Just keep on praying, believe in God that things at the right time will come. All those kind of things, you get support from the family. And it pays off. It shows that family is important for us.
Mm, right. And next one is, if you ever get injured, how do you deal with the pressure of not playing and recovering?
It's not easy. That's where family comes. It's not easy because you would lose focus. You will focus on the injury. Understand? You lose focus of, like, for instance, if you play week in, week out, then obviously it will affect you mentally and you lose fitness. So the only focus that you will focus on is your injury. And of which sometimes it depends how long it will take for it to be healed. But it is not easy because you'll be frustrated.
Mm, all right.
You'll be frustrated looking at your teammates or your colleagues playing with you out.
All right, I'm going to need you to think about this one. And hopefully you have a very good memory. Tell us about something that once happened during a match that you will never, ever forget.
It was when the thing that I will never forget is the composure that I had when I scored Kunye when I was playing for Baroka. That's the moment that I will never forget.
So what moment again? Can you say that again?
When I scored Kunye, the composure, the whole composure of the goal before it scored.
Like, so you scored against Itumeleng Kunye?
Yeah, when I was playing for Baroka.
So he's going to get the best goalkeeper in the country and you'll never forget that moment.
Yeah, I'll never forget that moment because it's not easy to score a goal.
I think I remember that goal. All right, and yes. And this is always the big one in football. Some people go left, some people go right. So who does it for you? Are you going left or right? Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo?
I'm going for left.
And why do you choose Messi?
Because I think Messi, is a genius. He's a talented player. So he does anything, and whenever he wants to do it, he does it. So I go for him. He's the best.
All right. And then which league do you think is the best in the world and why?
England.
The English Premiership. Why do you think that the English Premiership is better than the APSA Premiership in South Africa?
I'm not saying it's better than. I'm just saying, for me, it's the best.
Yes, obviously, if it's the best in the world, that means it's better than La Liga, better than Serie A, better than...
Because that league, for me, is competitive. Like, we'll never know the team that's going to win the league. The eight teams, it's like they're competing every season. Eight teams, they're competing for the league.
That's fair enough. That's true.
Yeah. It's unlike most countries, we know where only three or four teams that they are competing for the league. So, but that side, more than six, seven, eight, they're competing for the league. Mm-hmm. So when you go to Germany, it's Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich. When you go to Madrid, Barcelona and Real Madrid. When you go to France, it's Paris Saint Germain, and most of the time it's two or three.
All right.
And that's right, it's more than that.
All right. And we know that there are guys like Roger Dessau. Roger Dessau once represented South Africa in international football, international basketball, in international indoor soccer. So he was an international in three different sports. So which other sport are you into? Besides football?
Cricket.
Can you play?
No, I can't play. I love watching cricket.
All right. And who's your favorite player there? Do you prefer the bowlers or the batsmen?
The bowlers.
All right. Okay. Maybe one day you should go indoors and ask Kagiso Rabada to help you bowl a few balls.
Okay, I'll do
this. All right. And then who are the five? This is the second last question, and we thank you very much, Gift, for giving us your time. We really, really appreciate it. We know that you guys are extremely busy. Who are the five best players in the APSA Premiership currently? Your top five in the APSA Premiership at the moment for you?
Okay. Thabo Nodada. Kamabiliad. Pelele Ntsangazi. And Tifti Mutupa. And Machupu,
Nkolis Machupu. That's not bad. That's not bad. I think from that team, I can pick four of them. That's not bad. Currently, at the moment, the guys are doing well. Nkolis Machupu is like one of the top goal scorers as well so far. So that's not bad.
Yes.
And then finally, who are the five best players in the world currently?
Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Mbappe, and Hazard.
And Eden Hazard. That's not bad as well. Yeah. It seems like you know your stuff. You follow your football. Gift, we would like to thank you. Thank you very much, man, for speaking to us and helping Freeman Maluleka. Asking, you are his idol. He wanted to ask you these questions, and we thank you very much for being a great sport and answering the questions. All right. Thank you so much, man. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoy the conversation. For much more, please tune in next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.